Song.
We skipped the beginning. That was the second go around.
Somebody was late.
Oh, I see. One of those deals, huh? Time to blame the host.
That's right.
It's time to play
my favorite game.
The host. 800-510-8255.
If you have mud, call us.
If you have any problems in your life at all, call us here. And the person with the biggest problem that they'd like to blame me for will give you a swell prize, $150 worth of creams, lotions, facial items from Pure Attitude for the person with the best blame Doug issue. There's a problem today. Whatever the problem is, I've got big shoulders. I'll fix it for you. Or you can just, will it make you feel better if you blame it on me? 800-510-8255. Wouldn't be the first time. And I'm expecting probably not going to be the last either. So, New Year's problems, end of year problems, first of the year problems, help yourself.
Any problem.
Any problem at all. Jennifer has two things that she's going to do for us this hour. One of them is to update us on what's going on with social media and give us another winner in our Mom Pass of the Day game.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have the television report later on. I notice there's some interesting ratings news, which we'll talk about in the next half hour. The Queen of Cheap is not available today. Because there is a technical problem. Technical difficulties. Remember they used to play that on TV or was it the radio?
Did technical difficulties?
No, there used to be. As a matter of fact, I think, Michael, we've got that somewhere there. Technical difficulties. And so what happens when you have technical difficulties? You can't get on the air. So we have to move into a different stream. Here's the story of Mo Farah. Do you know who Mo Farah is?
Mo Farah.
Mo Money.
No, I do not know.
All right, well, you know what? Instead of me spoon-feeding the audience, it's time the audience got up off of their duff and did something.
Technical difficulties.
All right, there we are. Happy to get that right there when it was important to get it there. All right, who knows who Mo Farah is? Why do we know him? And what's his most recent claim to fame? Why is he in the news this weekend? 800-510-8255. Mo Farah. No relation to Joe that I know of. And I'm pretty sure looking at the two of them that there'd be no mistake in the two of them coming from the same family. 800, if you know what I mean. 800-510-8255. So, who is Mo Farah? And what's going on with him? F-A-R-A-H. Got it, Jennifer?
I got it.
F-A-R-A-H.
Still don't know who he is, but I got it.
Well, that's the idea. You can figure it out and also figure out why he's in the news and win a swell prize. Not a bad deal. Let's go back to an issue that affects many, if not most of you. Cost of milk. Near and dear to my heart. I say go back to it because there was a slight suggestion of it earlier on. And so knowing that things change radically and readily as listenership changes over and over and over, this radio program, most every other radio program, has listeners come in for, actually, they stay about twice as long on this program as they do most other programs. You know, the average time spent listening is about 24 minutes. You knew that, Jennifer, right?
I do now.
Radio programs. I wonder how it is.
24 minutes.
You have the CRN digital audio.
Our average listening time is 24 hours. Once you get there, you can't go away.
I see. Okay. Well, why didn't I know that? I should have known that. Because there's one channel devoted to Doug Stephan.
Because it's so good.
It is so good. By the way, TuneIn Radio does have I think it started last week, a 24-hour Doug channel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
And so when the program is over, it just continues, and you don't know where it stops and where it starts, which is kind of good. Now, for my friends on the farm, and actually for all of you who drink milk, you'll be happy to know that your pals in the government are at it again. Now, one of the things you've heard from me is we talked about the so-called farm bill. It's not really a farm bill at all. It's a bill which enhances the amount of welfare recipients that we have to help out. If you'd like to help out, you'd support this bill if you want to help out more people, get more people on food stamps. Other than that, the bill doesn't do much for a farmer. Big farmer, big agribusiness gets a lot of money out of it. But the average family farmer who's, let's say, milking 150 cows, maybe 200 cows, something like that, are looking for some relief because the price of milk, would you pay, what, $4.50? What's a gallon of milk cost in the store now?
Probably about $4, I'd say.
$4. Well, $4 or $5. All right. In my store on my farm, I'm selling raw milk. We charge $9.50
wow.
a gallon for that. But
it's good for you.
It's good. And we sell it every day. Every single day, it's gone. So, anyway, this is about what you pay for milk in the store. And whether you're buying a quart, whether you're buying half a gallon, you're buying a gallon, price has been fairly steady. And one of the things that the farmers think is the reason for that is because the last two or three years there's been a supplement, I suppose you could call it. Yeah, a supplement. And the Agriculture Committee cautioned against the temporary farm bill, which would, they say, if not passed, mean you'd pay $6 to $8 a gallon for milk in the store. Now, the reason you'd pay that is because that's what it costs to get it to you, the federal subsidies. The average farmer is losing about 40 cents a gallon. Now, you say, so why do farmers keep producing milk if it's a money-losing proposition? Well, they can't. Many of the family farms are steeped in tradition. Many of the family farms have been at it for hundreds of years, milking cows, passing down the land from son to grandson to whatever. And when you learn, because the cost of corn and other feeds this past year, fertilizers doubled, cost of corn and feed doubled, and yet the cost in the supermarket's the same, right? Because the farmer has been subsidized to a point, not very handily, but to a point, by the Farm Bill and the so-called milk program, M-I-L-C, which is set to expire today. Because all of the bills that sunsetted on the end of the year, and Farm Bill is one of them, are sunsetting, going away today. So if, in fact, this doesn't get fixed today, the people, processors say they're going to have to pay the farmers more, i.e. they're going to have to pay them what it actually is worth to milk the cows and get the milk to market. And you'll have to pay $6-7 a gallon for milk. Well, hello, that's what it's worth. Without the government, you and me, Mr. and Mrs. Taxpayer, are subsidizing the farmer. And by the way, the subsidy's not that great, but it's enough to sort of move into a position of smoothing out the rough spots for the dairy farmer, but it still doesn't get the milk to a point of it being more, even $3 a gallon. So by the time the processors get done with all this stuff, and by the way, most of the fluid milk is controlled by the Sweezer family that owns Dean Foods, that controls about 74% of the fluid milk supply in the entire country, thanks to a sweetheart deal that was granted to them during the Bush administration. The Sweezer family contributed $40,000+ to Governor Bush's campaign, so they got what they wanted in Texas, and the president ran. The governor ran for president. The Sweezer family gave hundreds of thousands of dollars to get George Bush elected. And just coincidentally, it had nothing to do with the contribution. The federal laws were changed. Many of the people at the USDA that have to do with milk, fluid milk supply, just happened to come out of the Dean Foods processing system. And so all of the regulations that affected the cost of milk, the quality of milk, how you process milk, all that stuff changed because of the wonderful help that was given to the government by those fine, public-spirited folks at Dean Foods. So now we have basically milk that's water. And, I mean, you control, I've said this 100 times, you can control the nutritional. Look at the nutritional label on a bottle of milk. What I should do, Jennifer, is post online a nutritional label from the raw milk that I sell in my dairy for store. Mm-hmm. You can see the two of them. In fact, I think it is posted at eastleyfarm.com if you want to look at that. Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, eastleyfarm.com. That's the name of my dairy farm. I think you can see nutritional content there. At any rate, the fact that there's no more subsidy, according to some, is the reason that tomorrow you'll pay $8 a gallon. Do not believe that for a minute. It's a way for those people to gouge the hell out of you and make more money. And that's the bottom line. So people will get angry at the farmer. What's the problem here? What's the story? How come it's costing so much money? For those farmers are screwing us again. Believe me, folks, the people producing milk on the family farm are the ones getting screwed. And they're getting screwed by the government, which is acting supposedly in your name. So, anyway, did I explain this well enough, or is this...
Yes.
Is it? If the price of milk goes up tomorrow, it will not be because of the farmer screwing you. It'll be because the government is too involved.
They're not getting their subsidies back, right?
Well, there shouldn't be any subsidies. I'm against the subsidy. Let the milk cost what it costs to produce, and let the stores sell milk for... Why should the government be subsidizing what you pay for a bottle of milk? Do they do it for anything else? How else do they? I mean, I guess to the point, you could say that, yeah, pretty much everything. They subsidized buying a car last year, subsidized buying a house with a mortgage deduction, interest deduction, right? So, I mean, they subsidize everything to make it easier for you, supposedly, to buy what you need. You couldn't afford to buy milk if it was $8 a gallon. Really? How many people would buy milk if it was twice as expensive as it is now? I'm sure there'd be people that would be thinking about
it. I would
not. Yeah. So what do you put in your coffee?
I don't. I drink it black. I hardly use a lot of milk. Sorry.
All right. Okay. No, it's fine. But I want people to know the story.
Found the wrong one to ask.
All right. So that's it. That's the latest on the milk subsidy. 800-510-8255. 19 after on Good Day.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale, and it all has to go at our end of year clearance. Get unheard of clearance deals from just 19 cents a square foot, including first quality laminates for up to 47% less, hardwood up to 48% less, bamboo flooring up to 22% less. Plus, get special extended financing. Do not miss it. Sale ends close of business Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Program. We'll be here live tomorrow morning. I'll be here. I don't know who else will be here, but I'll be here live on the New Year's program. Happy New Year from ABBA. A lot of New Year's songs. We'll try to pepper them in here and there because certainly they're appropriate. Do you believe it's the last day of 2012,
no,
Jennifer?
No, I do not.
December 31st on the Doug Good Day program. Jennifer Horn. But McFadden's not around today. What is the story with that?
The Redskins played last night.
I'll be in later. Redskins, oh, that's very important.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, they won, actually. They won the division, which is huge. My goodness.
All right, so I have two things on my mind here, and you have, I'm sure, many things on your mind. If you'd like to share them, your mind ideas with the rest of our mind's ideas, help yourself to 800-510-8255. Or you can email Doug at DougSteffen.com or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. I want to know who Mo Farah is. Very famous fellow. Why is he well known? And why is he in the news? Mo Farah. That's for a swell prize. Meanwhile, the discussion of farm subsidies becomes a matter of fact for Tom, who's in Alexandria, Louisiana. Happy New Year, Tom.
Good morning.
Morning. Welcome to Good Day. So, you're a farmer?
You and I have spoken, actually, Doug. I'm the oil guy from Louisiana.
Oh, okay, yep.
How are you this morning?
Well, thank you. And you?
Better than I deserve, and Happy New Year to you both.
Thank you, Dave Ramsey.
You too.
All right. Now we got that straight now.
Doug, the very interesting comments you made about milk and your farm in Maryland. I assume it's in Maryland, yes?
No, it's in Massachusetts.
Doug, I wrote a paper, of course, an oil guy, but I studied... agribusiness was part of my study.
The oil business and agribusiness are very much
whatever.
The same.
You know, it's and a very interesting memory. I wrote a white paper when I was a senior on parity pricing in sugarcane and cotton, and the benchmark price of cotton. Let's just focus on cotton, for instance. And there's a point to this. In 1976, for the purpose of that white paper, was the market price, which was 65 cents. The price of a 90-horsepower tractor was $5,800. That's a John Deere, not an aftermarket, just a quality tractor.
I'd rather have an International Harvester.
Red or green, we got them both.
Right.
But Doug, the cost of a cotton shirt was about $25 at that time. Cotton today is this year will probably be around 90 cents, and the cost of that 90 horsepower tractor is about $35,000, as you know.
You're lucky. Yeah, right.
Absolutely. So the point is, and I hear this, and I'm sure you do, from friends and family repeatedly, that the farm subsidies are baloney. That's proof. That white paper is proof that if the American farmer wasn't subsidized, we couldn't afford just milk.
Well, here's the, but this, there are two sides to the story, and the complication here is that all agriculture is put in the same kettle of fish. The dairy farmer is a much different place than is the person who's growing crops. Corn and beans are much more profitable, and cotton and things like that that are used for textiles, very profitable, whereas milk and dairy are not. And
the margin is slim.
The margins don't exist at the moment, unless you're milking 5,000 cows, maybe, and then the quality of the milk is worse than horrible. But what the average person doesn't know is that there's about a buck subsidy. So instead of you paying $5.50, $6.50, $7 for a gallon of milk, because the government's subsidizing the dairy farmers, and that includes the people who don't need the subsidy. A lot of money. So you're paying one way or another. That's more to the point. One way or the other, you're paying what the fair price is. So why not kid yourself and pay the fair price at the market? Maybe that's a better way of putting it. Tom, thanks for your call.
We thought a charging rhino would be the perfect way to show the big deals at Office Max. But they sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He's a metaphor for the tiny, tiny prices you'll pay after our big 20% discount on everything you can fit in an Office Max shopping bag. Whoa, the tiny rhino is charging the bag! And he's out cold. Find our bag in your Sunday, December 30th newspaper or download the coupon at OfficeMax.com. Offer ends January 5th. Restrictions apply. See our bag, website, or store for details.
Chapstick it to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale, and it all has to go at our end of year clearance. Get unheard of clearance deals from just 19 cents a square foot, including first quality laminates for up to 47% less, hardwood up to 48% less, bamboo flooring up to 22% less. Plus, get special extended financing. Do not miss it. Sale ends close of business Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Wendy's presents the Hockey Mom.
Why won't Jimmy score his first goal?
How about a celebratory dinner?
I could cook something, I guess.
Or Wendy's kids' meals are just $1.99.
That sounds great.
Oh, excuse me.
Check 'em, Jimmy!
Did you say $1.99?
It's a win-win. Now Wendy's kids' meals are $1.99 after 4 p.m. Options they'll love. Smart move for you. Making parents and kids happy. That's Wendy's way.
Now that's better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA Drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA Drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA Drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Historians of radio will write in 100 years from now that Jennifer Horn was one of the brightest spots on the radio for the period 2000 to 2045.
Oh, thank you.
That as we get out onto a limb. New Year's predictions, we'll share those with you. Maybe tomorrow. We'll wait for tomorrow to do that. Meanwhile, it's Monday the 31st, New Year's Eve. What are you doing tonight? You're staying up to midnight? That's one of the questions. We'll have a social media gathering here in just a matter of moments. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, we're still talking, for those of you who are just joining us, about the farm subsidy and the price you will pay for milk starting tomorrow or Wednesday if the farm bill isn't dealt with today, along with many other fiscal realities. Farm subsidies came out of the Depression. FDR started them, and they became part of, as with everything else, the growth of government after World War II, and especially in the mid to late 60s, when a lot of realities, the people that had been on the farm, what's the old thing, how are you going to keep them down on the farm after they've seen Milwaukee? Maybe Los Angeles. At any rate, farm subsidies, are they necessary? Yes or no? Paul, listening to KTSM in El Paso. Paul, you a farmer?
No. I'm retired, almost work security.
Yeah? Okay, so then what's your spin on this?
Well, the first thing I told your guy was, you know, we're paying $2.50 a gallon for milk down here.
God love you. That's because you got the right driving in and out of, you know, there are at least four or five cows on either side. Four or five cows, good day. Four or five farms on either side of El Paso when you come in or go out on the 10. That are 5,000, 6,000, 8,000 cows, you know, because you can smell them miles away.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
oh,
Paul?
Yeah. I know about them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're all owned by Dean Foods.
That's right. All owned by Suiza Family Dean Foods. And the reason that they're only getting $2.50 a gallon for the milk there, a myriad of answers, the number of cows. If people only care about the cost, they don't care about the quality, God love you, help yourself. You're drinking white water. You know that, Paul, right?
I don't drink milk.
Well, if you were drinking, anybody in your family?
Yeah. I know.
Right. All right.
See, it all started out with Price's Dairy back in the early 1900s, and Dean bought them out, and then they bought all the rest of them.
Yeah. Dean knows everything. Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you think is the fix? Subsidize or not subsidize? Pay what the cost is or not?
I'd say pay what the cost is, because like I told your guy, subsidies were like unions. They probably had a good start.
Yep. But now
they've outlived their usefulness.
Yeah, and that's the point I'm trying to make. Everything should be at what it costs. You're going to pay for it anyway, one way or the other. Thanks, Paul. You're going to pay because you are paying through the tax rolls. All that money that's in the subsidy, hello, coming from you and me, because we're paying it. And if they don't fix the other thing, by the time midnight rolls around, you'll be paying more in taxes. Right? So which would you rather have? Paying what it really costs for a product, or being fooled that you're paying less for it when in fact you really aren't, because
you're
as a taxpayer.
On the back end, right.
Right, exactly. It's front end or back end. You want these people to stay in business, they got to get paid somehow. So why would you want to pay them on the back end through a government bureaucracy created to give more people work and give farmers every dollar that's given out in subsidies? How much you suppose is the bureaucrat getting his or her take on it? How much does it cost to administer these programs? Isn't that a worthwhile question? Maybe that's a good Twitter or Facebook question, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it really costs for a gallon of milk? What's it really worth? Maybe what's it worth to you? Either of those two things. By the way, what's going on the social media today? You've got some interesting things, year-end things for people to consider. And they go to facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Right. We're actually talking, and probably the most creative question that you will be asked all day is, what is your New Year's resolution?
Wow. Good one, Jennifer.
Breaking news. Yeah. I know. I don't know if you've heard. So definitely chime in on that. Do you have a New Year's resolution there?
Do I? No.
Yeah. You don't. Are you going to have one?
Yeah, but I'm not going to share it.
No, you don't have to share it, but do you have one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Now you have to share it, now that you told us.
All right.
So some people are playing and are sharing. John said, no, he doesn't do resolutions. Waste of time. If something needs changing, and we all do, why wait until an arbitrary date on a piece of paper? Every morning is a chance to be a better you. Embrace it year round. Another John said, no resolutions for him. Lewis says, I believe if you have something important about your life that you want to change, waiting for a new year to make that resolution, procrastination is procrastination. If you haven't identified problems in your life, just change them now. Don't wait for an event or a date. You guys are no fun. Walter said, purchasing more ammunition is his
perfect
resolution.
There you go.
And Thomas says, not taking any more crap from our elected officials.
Yeah, good luck on that one. They're starting off the year of filling you with what you were just suggesting. What I call it, the other stuff that comes out of the other end of a cow.
That's right.
All right, so we have a mom pass of the day, a tip, actually, that we have a winner for. The last one was Becky Battle. What was her name? Battler?
It was Blizzard. Becky Blizzard, yes.
How did I get him up with Battle? Huh?
I don't know, but it's the whole Blizzard alliteration thing that I love.
Yes.
All right. Our next smart mom is Ava Parnass, it looks like.
Ava.
P-A-R-N-E-S-S?
N-A-S-S,
yep.
Okay. Ava Parnass, okay.
Yep. She says, parents, become a behavior and feelings detective. Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Every behavior communicates a feeling. So ask your kids, I wonder what your behavior is telling me. Are you hurt? Are you sad? Are you mad? Or are you disappointed? When parents change what they do, kids' behavior improves. So, Ava, congratulations. You are our smart mom tip winner of the day. $25 Visa gift card for you.
Thanks to the folks at Exogen Accurate Temperature Read. They've teamed up with us in the 25th year of the Good Day program. What the bottom line here is that you, because we're into our 25th year, get the beneficial, you get the benefits of a Visa gift card. You can use for your own special enjoyment, anything you want, a movie, manicure, dinner, out with your friends, whatever it is, you choose what you want to do with it. It's a regular Visa gift card with $25. And at the end of the week, we draw one of the winner's names, becomes eligible every day for the $150 prize, creams, lotions, things that are great for your face from Pure Attitude. Help yourself to that. 800-510-8255. All right, let's get the answer to our 2020 News Quiz question, and then Jennifer will have the ability to help us with, I think, the television report. Meanwhile, here's Dave. I'm sorry, Diane. We'll put Diane on. She's in Louisiana, Prospect, Louisiana. How are things there this morning, Diane?
Well, it's kind of cool. We're looking for some rain to come in.
A little bit of rain. Yeah. Into each life. You know, that's what they say. A little rain must fall. You'll be fine, though.
Yes.
And you'll have a good new year. What do you make resolutions? Jennifer's just asking about resolutions.
No, I do not.
Not making any resolutions. All
no.
Right. Who's Mo Farah?
Mo Farah won 2 gold medals in the Olympics.
Yes.
And as he was coming across the border going with his family to Oregon, he got detained by the border guards on suspicion of being a terrorist.
Right.
And he says he goes through this all the time because he's Somalian.
Yeah. Well, he pulled out his medals.
He showed them.
Apparently he's smart enough to travel with him, and in case something like this happens, he pulls them out and says, here, this is me. Do I look like a terrorist?
Yeah. And the way he got out of it, there was a connection to the FBI, and apparently they called or whatever and said he was legit, and they let him go.
Yeah, which is the right thing to do, but under the circumstances, it's sometimes it's hard. It points out that we don't really need these people. That's really what it points out, at least to me. It may not to you. Does it bother you that there are all of these regulations, and you listen to me talk about all this stuff all the time? Does any of it bother you?
Yes.
So what do you do about it?
Well, there's really not much. Well, now, I have written letters, emails to my senators. I've called.
Yeah? They pay any attention to you?
Well, I get a response, but, you know, they're just one person, they say.
Hmm. But they say you're just one person.
Hmm.
No, they're just one vote.
Well, it's your vote. That's a pretty stupid response.
That's a terrible answer.
Well, really? You said it about politicians.
Man, I'll tell you.
Stupid
okay,
answer.
So we are appreciative of your figuring that out. Mr. Farah's happy, and so am I. You'll get $150 worth of cream, lotions, facial things from the folks at Pure Attitude, if you'll hold on just a second.
Oh, wonderful.
And you'll be well rewarded. And speaking of that, the man responsible for Pure Attitude is David Pollack, who's here with his beauty tip of the day. Now, is this a beauty tip that will wrap up the year, or are we going to be in
you can look smoking hot tonight?
Right. It'll look really good if you follow David's advice. He's the author of 101 Recipes for Beauty. You can go to justaskdavid.com/Doug and get your free copy of this book. And also, the advice that comes from David comes from lots of experience, really cool background in chemistry. And so he's taken a lot of the bad stuff out of cosmetics and put the good stuff into the Pure Attitude line. What is the beauty tip today based on using some of your products, David?
Well, Happy New Year. I got to tell you, the women are already looking great for tonight, and they take care of themselves. But it's time us men take care of ourselves and look good for tonight as well. So this one's for the men listening today. What you need to do is many men suffer from either ingrown hairs from time to time or even some adult acne.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a tip that's going to help solve it. First, rinse your...
What happened?
Aw.
We lost him.
How are we going to make you look good tonight, Dougie?
Excuse me?
He said he's giving men a tip.
I know. I was just looking at a picture.
God knows you might need one.
of Lonnie Anderson.
Very cute.
And how her face has changed over the years.
Well, she's, in her late 60s now?
Yeah, I think she's, yeah. All right. So what happens when you get older? The face loses its elasticity. That's why these things that have come out of the folks at Pure Attitude, like Insta Results. This is a wonderful product that instantly removes wrinkles. It creates smooth, beautiful skin, absorbs quickly in your skin, and you can get yours today by calling 941-585-9505. It's a product that has had such great research, if you will, there's nothing like it. And you don't really get that until you try it. So they want you to have 2 bottles for the price of 1, so you have twice as much opportunity to check this out and get the really strong feelings when you look at the the before and after in the mirror, you'll get it. Facelift in a bottle, Pure Attitudes instant results. Call 941-505-2631. That's 941-505-2631. Get one bottle at the regular price. The second one free, no shipping, no handling. And when you're talking to the operator, ask her about Pure Pain Relief. Pure Pain Relief. Let me say it again. Pure Pain Relief. This is a wonderful product as well. It actually blocks the nerve from sending the sensation of pain to your brain and smells good. It's really all about making you feel good and look good. That's what Pure Attitude's about. Check out the Pure Pain Relief as well at 941-585-9505. Make sure you get all the deals that are attributable to listening to Doug. That's 941-585-9505 now.
Insight Daily Radio. Interviews and insights with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
The Forgotten is the latest novel from number one New York Times bestselling author David Baldacci. The Forgotten opens with a fast-paced human trafficking scene set on the Gulf of Mexico. There is a stark juxtaposition between the antagonists, who are consumed with greed and lack compassion for those they enslave, and our protagonist, Army Special Agent John Puller, who has spent his life in service to his country and others. This contrast highlights not only the callousness inherent in human trafficking, but also the issue of selfishness versus service and how personal choices affect our society at large.
Well, the theme in my new novel, The Forgotten, really deals with the forgotten sort of group of people. And I've always been intrigued by all of these platforms out in the Gulf of Mexico that thousands of them abandoned and sort of lying out there for people to use in certain ways. And it really allowed me to highlight a serious problem in the world of human trafficking and how they get into the United States. You think that slavery was long ago abolished in the United States, but it seems to be a thriving industry. And that's a theme that plays out throughout the length of the novel in dealing with people who are forgotten. They have no power, no influence, no advocate really for them, easily exploited, and all of that is brought to bear throughout the course of the book. I think that if our country got back to doing more and more service-oriented things, we would be a better country for it. So in the novel, I have a soldier who serves his country, has put his life on the line for his country, and so it really is quite a juxtaposition. It's a conflict between these two sort of themes, these life themes and choices that people make. And I think in the novel, John Puller makes the right one.
David Baldacci speaking about his latest novel, The Forgotten.
Visit us on the web at insightdailyradio.org.
There was 57 channels and hi, Jen Jen.
Yes, sir, Dougie.
I'm interested to see the ratings. Did you know that Univision beat the English-speaking networks last, I think it was either Wednesday or Thursday night. What that was, the night after Christmas would be Wednesday, right?
Wednesday.
So everybody's running reruns. The Kennedy Center Honors was on CBS, and everybody else was running reruns. And Univision beat, for the first time ever, this is the Spanish-speaking network, beats the English-speaking networks in America.
Wow. Isn't that incredible?
Man.
Hey, but on to some English-speaking news. See? All right, if you're looking for something to do tonight, you have all of the usual suspects. You have Ryan Seacrest, you have Anderson Cooper and Kathy Griffin, you have Carson Daly. Well, Fox also has a new show that they're trying out with Marlon Wayans. He'll host New Year's Eve Live on Fox. It's broadcast from the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, and American Idol champ Phil Phillips will perform at the event. Actually, he had to cancel. He had an illness, so he's replaced, excuse me, by Tate Stevens, who won X Factor. I know it's a big difference between those two winners. Plus, Lifehouse and Carmen Electra will be there as well. Grey's Anatomy star, this is very interesting, kind of a good story. Patrick Dempsey is trying to save the Seattle-based coffee company called Tully's. Do you know about Tully's, Doug?
No, I don't. It seems all the coffee companies are located in Seattle.
They all start in Seattle. Well, Tully's is pretty famous. They're all over there's select retail locations throughout the country, but they also have coffees in their supermarkets. They filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Patrick Dempsey went in, and he's trying to save it with a group of investors, which is kind of cool.
All that oil money he's got from South Fork, that'll help it. right?
Okay.
Oh, no, that's the other guy. That's not Patrick Dempsey.
No, this is Patrick Dempsey's on Grey's Anatomy.
All right, I got it, right.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Sniffles. I went to my doctor today. I've talked about him before, Dr. Mandrake Kirby.
Yeah.
He's a eye, ear, nose, and wallet man. I told him I had the sniffles. He wrote a prescription for Kleenex. Weird, doctor. Kirby doesn't believe in needles. What happens? You drop your pants and he sticks you with the sharp end of his bill.
That little bit of arrogance in the medical community, I think we could all live without. Like when you go to see the doctor, you don't see the actual doctor first. You must wait in the waiting room. There's no chance of not waiting. That's the name of the room. Yeah, two can play at this waiting game. Just once I'd like to say to the doctor, you know what? I'm not ready for you yet. Why don't you go back in your little office? I'll be in a minute. And get your pants off. Then we'll see what's what.
And I realize that's the only time as an adult that I feel like a little kid, is when I go to the doctor.
You didn't do what I told you, did you?
No, no, I didn't.
What should you have done? I should have listened when you were talking to me. What are you going to do from now on? Pay attention when you say things. When are you going to start? I'm going to start right now.
There is now a ballot proposal in San Francisco to ban circumcision. And this proposal to ban circumcision getting a lot of support. According to the latest poll, 100% of newborn males support the ban.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, is here with an update on a lot of the important medical science, medical information, the things that have been published. He likes to keep you up to date on the latest medical news, so he's done his research. Interesting how this story about text messaging and stroke diagnosis have come together. These incoherent text messages seem to be helping doctors to diagnose a stroke, according to some information released this weekend, huh?
Out of the archives of neurology just this week, Doug, that speaking gibberish has long been known to be a telltale sign of a stroke. But how about sending a nonsensical text message? It turns out, Doug, that you can also see as a key indicator of a life-threatening loss of blood supply to the brain when you see some text messages that just makes absolutely no sense. So if you get one, you may be wondering if the person on the other end is having a stroke.
This is healthy 25-year-old woman who was 11 weeks pregnant, communicating with her husband via text following a visit to her obstetrician's office. The messages became garbled, and this apparently is the first time anybody's put two and two together, right?
It's definitely something to think about, and unfortunately, younger and younger women and men are having strokes.
Apparently, this didn't hurt the unborn child, though, and she fully recovered.
Exactly.
Right. The FDA has approved a cholesterol-lowering drug. I wonder if this is any good for the average person.
Well, there's a rare entity called homozygous familial hypercholesterolemia, easy for me to say. It occurs, Doug, in about 1 in 1 million people. So it's a pretty rare issue, but, you know, you put together how many people there are on planet Earth, so there are a number of people who have this, and there's a new drug. It's of a unique family of medicines. It doesn't work like a statin. It's not a statin. It's called Juxtapid. It was just approved by the FDA, and it's for these people who have these incredibly high LDLs, these lousy cholesterols, because their body just doesn't make the particles that remove the LDL from the body. So this is some hope. It's not without adverse effects. And again, it affects the liver. It gives a bit of indigestion. But if you have this very rare problem called homozygous familial hypercholesterolemia, and you'll know because your lousy cholesterol, your LDL will be off the charts, this is some new hope.
So this isn't for somebody like me whose LDL is too high, but it's not off the chart.
You should stay with a statin because statins have been around since the 1980s, and we know a lot better about their safety profile. This is for people who have incredibly high, bad LDL cholesterol.
The Mayo Clinic has some scientists who have an interesting report on prostate cancer.
Yeah, this is close to 250,000 men, Doug, will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in 2012, and around 28,000 of them won't survive. And researchers from the Mayo Clinic have directly linked an enzyme to aggressive prostate cancer. They've also developed a compound that restricts the ability of the molecule to fuel metastases of this type of cancer. The team from Mayo's Florida campus near me identified the first direct relationship between the enzyme known as PRSS3 to prostate cancer.
Wow. All right, some pretty heavy news from the world of medicine, thanks to our expert, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, here on the Good Day program.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.